الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة في الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكر الله، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ما قال خارقنا ورازقنا من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders, beloved brothers, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah who is our nourisher, our sustainer, our provider. And may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's choices, blessings be upon the best of His creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his beloved family, upon his illustrious sahaba and companions, and upon all those that follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his grace, through his kindness, through his mercy, has blessed us with many bounties. From amongst these bounties, there is one bounty wherein Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given one and all equal in this particular bounty. If we look at wealth, some have more, some have less. If you look at knowledge and intellect, some have more, some have less. There are different bounties of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributed as per His discretion, as per His wisdom. However, there is one particular bounty wherein Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His wisdom, has granted one and all equal in that particular bounty. And that bounty is time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not differentiate between the young and the old, between the wealthy and the poor, between the healthy and the sick, between people of different races. However, in this bounty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given one and all equal, in this sense that Allah has blessed every one of us with a 24-hour day and night. So time is a bounty from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is something that is valuable. For this very reason, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned with regards to time, that value your time. In which sense? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a hadith mentioned value five before five. And from among these five bounties, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned value your life before death. What is time? Time is the life that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Once our eyes close, once we stop breathing, once we leave the world, then it is said that this person has no more time on the earth. His time has expired. So time is the life that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. For us to understand the importance of time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in one hadith that the people of Jannah, the inhabitants of Jannah, the dwellers of Jannah, will not regret over anything in Jannah except for one thing. Imagine a person in Jannah, when a person is put into Jannah, then there is no sort of taklif, there is no sort of discomfort, there is no sort of difficulty for that person. However, there is one thing that every person will regret. A person in Jannah will regret. لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. That the inhabitants of Jannah will not regret over anything in Jannah except that portion of time, except that time that had passed by without the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are in Jannah, we will wish, how I wish that I could remember Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. How I wish that I read one more subhanallah. How I wish that I was more obedient to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let it not be such that when Allah puts us into Jannah, we regret over the time that we wasted in other things other than the dhikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is sufficient enough to conscientize us, to remind us with regards to the importance of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a surah, and that surah is termed surah al-Asr. So there is a surah that is revealed in the Quran, which is known as surah al-Asr. It is a very small surah in the Holy Quran. It has only 3 ayat, and that is the minimum amount of recitation that is to be read in salah. 3 ayat, or one long ayah. So nonetheless, the name of the surah is Surah Al-Asr. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by time. Allah does not need to take an oath on anything. However, Mufassireen and commentators advise us and educate us and tell us that when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on an item, then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to instill in our minds the importance of that particular item. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Asr had taken an oath by time. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, the giant of knowledge, mentioned, لَوْ تَدَبَّرُ النَّاسِ فِي سُورَةِ الْعَصْرِ لَكَفَتْهُمْ. Had mankind, or if mankind only ponders, if mankind ponders into Surah Al-Asr, then this surah is sufficient for them. It is also mentioned that he mentioned that if Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had Allah only revealed one surah in the Quran Kareem, and that is Surah Al-Asr, that would have even been sufficient for mankind, and for the man, and for the guidance of mankind. So nonetheless, Allah takes an oath by time, by the token of time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, that indeed mankind, the entire mankind is at a loss. And thereafter Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an exclusion, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those that have faith, except those that have iman, وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, together with their faith and their iman, they have good and righteous deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ, and they encourage one another with the truth. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, and they encourage one another with sabr, with patience in times of affliction, etc. So we see this is Surah Al-Asr, a small surah in the Quran Kareem. Let us see what does the world term as success. The world terms success as wealth, as name, fame, status, materialism, etc. This is success according to the world. What is success according to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has outlined success in this very surah. That a person should have iman and faith, number one. Number two, they need to do good and righteous deeds. The iman should be such that it brings them upon good and righteous deeds. Number three, they should encourage one another with that which is good, with the truth. And when difficulties, when tests come upon a person, then he or upon people, then they should encourage one another with sabr, with patience. One scholar mentioned wasting time is worse than death. Wasting time is worse than death, because death separates one from the world. Death separates one from the world. However, wasting time separates one from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasting time is a bad and evil habit. It separates a person from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in one hadith, نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. There are two bounties that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed mankind with. However, majority of mankind are in deception with regards to these two bounties. The first one, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, الصِّحَّةُ, good health. Ask a sick person, what is the value of health? And that person will tell. When we are sick ourselves, we understand and we come to realize the bounty of health. So the first thing that majority of mankind is in deception with regards to negligent, neglectful. Number one is good health. And the second thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam enumerated in this hadith is free time. So time is something that is valuable. We should use our time to bring us closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us look deep down in our hearts, into our hearts, and let us ask ourselves, from the 24-hour day and night that Allah has blessed you and I, that Allah has blessed me with, what am I doing with my time? How am I utilizing my time? Am I utilizing my time more in the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I utilizing my time more in the disobedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to remind one another. It was the practice amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they would meet one another, then they would recite to one another Surah Al-Asr, to remind one another the value of time, to remind one another that we should not be at loss, to remind one another the criteria of success is in faith, the criteria of success is in doing good and righteous deeds, the criteria of success is reminding one another, advising one another, and the criteria of success is when difficulties come, when we will be reminding one another, when we will be speaking about Haqq and the truth, that we should encourage one another. We should be there for one another to encourage them with sabr, to encourage them with patience. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prophesied that Qiyamah will not take place until time passes by very rapidly. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the year will pass by like a month. A month will pass by like a week. A week will pass by like a day. A day will pass by like an hour. And an hour will pass by like a few moments. Is this not a time that we are experiencing the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Day in and day out, week in and week out. Before we know, the month end has already come. So the prophecy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is before our eyes, that one of the signs of Qiyamah is that time will pass by very, very rapidly, very, very fast. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam enumerated a few signs before the coming of Qiyamah, that knowledge will be taken away. So ulama ikram and scholars mention, what is mentioned by knowledge will be taken away? One meaning is that the scholars of deen, the ulama ikram, would be taken away. Is this not true? Are we not seeing such a time wherein our scholars, one after the other, in huge numbers are leaving us? This is a sign of the closeness of Qiyamah. Another sign that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned is that earthquakes will take place very, very often. Are we not seeing this particular sign? The third sign that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that time will pass by very rapidly. Are we not experiencing such sign that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had prophesied? Another sign, the fourth sign that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam enumerated in this hadith is that fitnas will come by one after the other. Are we not experiencing fitnas and signs which is sufficient enough for us to understand the closeness of Qiyamah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam thereafter mentioned that murdering and killing will become very, very common. So much so that a person that kills a murderer will not know why did he kill so and so. And a murdered person will not realize or will not know why he was killed. So respected elders, beloved brothers, mothers and sisters in Islam, Allah has given us air to breathe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life still. Let us value this life that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Let us utilize our time in the obedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let not a day go pass in our lives wherein we are not performing our five daily salah. Let a day not pass by in our lives wherein we are not making the dhikr and remembering and taking the name of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let a day not go by in our lives that we are not reciting some portion of the Qur'an Kareem. Let a day in our lives not go by wherein we are not doing some good and righteous deed. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of appreciating the life that Allah has given us. And may Allah give us the ability of utilizing our lives in a manner that is pleasing to Him. And may Allah save us from utilizing our lives in a manner that will displease Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله، ولك الشكر كله، ولك الملك كله، بيدك الخير كله، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان، ولك الحمد بالإسلام، ولك الحمد بالقرآن، ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان ومتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.